I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. Happy Tuesday. It's time to check out what's going on in the world. Here's the news with Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Great job, Fremont Bank.
Nice work.
All right, here's what's happening. I'll begin with, I'd been asked what movie projector we purchased for the backyard.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Evening movie time thing. It's an Epson, and it might be 2150 or 4150 or maybe none of those numbers at all, but it's an Epson. I heard it. I ran out and was like, what's the difference? Okay, got it. And then realized, I'm not sure what I heard. I think it's 2150. That's the number.
People can look at the Epson projectors and pick the one that's right
that's
for them.
That's right.
So what do? Do you hook it up to your computer and then it just, it'll
no,
play
well,
this stuff
yes,
on the computer?
We, actually, well, I think we plugged in our Apple TV to it.
Oh, that's easy.
And it's all plugged into a backyard plug thing. And I think that the internet is... Well, clearly the internet's reaching out there. So, yeah, we're
able
to
That is a great idea. That is such... Mm-hmm. She's so smart.
Well, she's a good... She likes to entertain. In fact, right now... There you go. It looks like that.
The nice. 2150.
Yeah. All right. That's the one. Great. So, and this isn't an ad for them. We purchased that.
Yep.
That's what she researched and decided to get for us to get some kind of change of venue for our evenings. So on the weekend, you know, we have to wait until 8:30 before it's dark enough to do it. But it's pretty fun. It was pretty fun last Saturday night. So there you go. All right. Where am I? I wanted to mention, I have a lot of stuff I wanted to mention, actually. So this article that I looked at says almost every San Francisco restaurant breaks this one pandemic health rule.
Uh-oh.
Now, I haven't eaten out, so I don't really know how much... I don't really know what's going down out there at all, frankly.
I think I've eaten out like two times. Like, actually gone to the restaurant and eaten outside of it. So I'm dying to hear what this is.
So the article is saying that the, you know, obviously the restaurant businesses have done a great job trying to adapt by, you know, taking parking lot space and turning that into outdoor dining. I've seen that happen in a bunch of places that you don't have to just drive by the IHOP there on 41st and they're eating outside. So there's no doubt they've done a good job sort of pivoting and trying to keep business coming through the doors. The trip, though, they say is diners are supposed to be wearing face coverings anytime you're not directly putting food into your mouth. So this includes while you're having chat at your table.
Mm-hmm.
This includes while you're ordering, you're not supposed to pull your mask down to order. I know that the instinct is, but my mouthful needs
to,
right. But that's not supposed to be happening. They say while socializing at the table, waiting for your food and drinks to be served, you should also. So what they're basically saying is people are walking in, pulling their mask off and having dinner.
Right.
And
once they're seated at their table, that is for sure happening. Once you're seated at your table, I mean, I truly can't remember if we put our masks back. I think when the waiter was at the table, we'd put our mask on. But for sure, people were far enough away from us that we felt like, okay, the mask can come off. But you're right. I mean, that's the thing. They're saying 6 feet, but 6 feet feels close these days.
So you mentioned Sterling. Wait, Sheldon? No. What's your cousin's son's name?
Spencer.
Spencer! Darn it. You mentioned Spencer went over to Valencia Street, right?
Yeah.
So they actually have Valencia Street here. They say it's a restaurant hub because they've shut the street down and allowed restaurants to pour out into the sidewalks and streets. Mm-hmm. But they're also saying all the hard work restaurants are doing are being negated by
the patrons
who are sitting there eating without masks. And also, you know, pedestrians who are squeezing past packed tables.
Yep.
There's another example of how that gets spread. If someone's got it at a table and they squeeze by and they get it, now they're walking off to take it wherever they go. Mm-hmm. So I'd hate to see us go further backward. And I thought it was worth mentioning that, you know, if the people who are eating out probably don't give two craps, right? But I thought it was worth a mention. The restaurants are working hard to try and keep your business. Maybe they're even not telling you to put your damn mask on because they don't want to parent you.
Right.
They feel bad. They want a tip. You know, the waiter wants a tip.
Absolutely.
If he's going to be that guy that starts that argument, maybe he or she is thinking, forget it. I don't want to.
No, that's, you make a good point. It's right. I mean, it's sort of a compact we make with each other. So it's. And we don't want people policing us, clearly. I don't know what has to happen with that. I mean, I know people want normal. I mean, we were talking yesterday. I'm like, if we had just shut the hell down for 4 weeks countrywide and everyone wore masks for 4 weeks
right.
at the beginning of this.
A full-on national plan would have been the best
scenario. Right. Ugh.
But, oh well.
It could have been over.
That didn't happen.
Well, over-ish.
So here's one more story, sort of semi-related, which is as teachers and school districts and everyone, including the kids, get with this online learning, which is where it's all headed. Even mm-hmm. the schools that have come back have since sent kids home. So it's looking more and more like this is our reality, at least through the first, I don't know, trimester or however they break up the school year. They're saying now as people get this thing dialed, and you know, I'm aware it's definitely not dialed yet, but, sick days and snow days, which we obviously don't have here in California, but that's a big deal on the East Coast. Kids get a snow day. They all feel they're not sick and they're off. They get to go play.
And you got up early. You got up at your regular school time to listen to the radio to see if you were off school.
Right,
but we made those days up in June.
Well, you won't have to lose those days anymore because now teachers can say, "There's a storm coming. We'll be learning on Zoom for the next 2 days." So,
it's kind of amazing when you really think about it. Like this is going to be a game. That didn't cross my mind, but you're right. It's like even a couple weeks ago, whenever I just wasn't feeling good. And it was so weird to call in sick. Like the whole time I'm laying in bed going, I could just go get on the Zoom. Like, you know, it just adds this whole other layer to it. Like, oh, really? You're not going to go to school today? Okay, well, I'm going to make sure you're logged onto that Zoom then.
Right.
And the kid's but I was going to sneak out of the house after you went to work and go hang out with my friend.
I think most teachers and most school districts are all fine. I can see situations that come up between arguments with teachers about, hey, my kid says you're mean to my kid. And, you know, I could see a teacher saying, I'm going to have a camera on class every day.
Mm-hmm.
On. I'll like just flip it on.
Absolutely.
Now everything I do is on and I don't have to ever worry about he said, she said, or well, this kid says I'm mean to them. Nah, you just watch the camera.
Yeah.
There it all is. I hate to think that would be the the true motivation for it, but I could see that being a benefit, a side benefit, which
definitely.
Is, I'm protected, man. I have the video from today's school.
Right. So. Or I deleted it. Oops.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. I don't know why I was. Yeah, I know she says that, but maybe she's the one who erased the tape, huh? How about that?
Right, right. All right. This one, you know, we used to do this game on the air, and I used to actually play this game as a little kid, and this was back when $1 million certainly seemed like the kind of money that you could live for the rest of your life on. Luckily, when I played this game at 6 or 7 or 10, I never got the actual money because I would have quit life and retired at 10, and then, you know, there I'd be at 43 having blown through all the money and suddenly
years
along
ago,
the,
right?
Well, right, yeah. I mean, and then, you know, it turns out I'm alcoholic, so, you know, people would be like, that guy was the youngest millionaire of all time. He's in the gutter. What happened to him? Well, you know, $1 million, it doesn't go very far, and it turns out he's alcoholic, and the next thing you know, what
he
seemed like a
money.
Promising future, there he is in the gutter. Anyway, so $1 million isn't retirement money, but here's a question for you.
All right.
This was on Reddit.
It's time to play a game.
If you could get $1 million cash put in your hand.
Yeah. No
in
taxes.
Exchange. No, you get $1 million. Yeah,
that's
right
it.
Now.
You get it, yes.
But you will hit every traffic light forever. So anytime you try to drive somewhere, you're going to hit a red light every time you go
Even
through
if
an
I'm just a passenger, because I don't really drive that much.
No, you are going to go through. It's because of your $1 million, all lights turn red for you. Are you down?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I you know, I say I would too, but I am like, if I hit, well, I do it on Embarcadero all the time. I mean, I hit a red light. I truly am like cursing and growly Pete, like.
But if you had like a picture of your stack of money or something, and then you'd a lot of the time, you know, you would know exactly how long every light was. You'd know
right.
how long before you'd be going out of your way to take side roads, go through stop signs, and I mean, yeah, you'd change the way you lived. But it would be totally worth it. For $1 million,
right.
I'd do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, yeah. Now I actually feel like the $1 million could last me my lifetime. But that's
Well, because you're
I'm...
smart enough to not spend it on liquor in 1 year.
Right. Well, right.
It would, that,
right.
Listen, $1 million, that looks pretty good to almost everyone. Maybe not, maybe Tim Cook and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, they don't need it. But everybody else wants that $1 million and will sit at the lights.
I was thinking Sylvester Stallone, too. Like, who
yeah,
spends $300K on a freaking Escalade, dude? What are you kidding me?
Rocky does. That's
I guess. Anyway, most people said they'd take the money and deal with the red lights. But I do have this thing about red lights where, you know, you hit 5 or 6 of them in a row and you start to get like, oh, come on. I'm ready to start running lights here. You got to be kidding me. Of course, I don't, and I'm just, you know, grousing in my own car there.
Is that when you start being a bike commuter? Like, you get on the highway, you go all the way to the first parking lot, and then you ride your bike the rest of the way to work.
I think you're right, yeah. I do think that's probably the best move. Find a way around it, sure.
Right. I'll work from
home.
Lastly
here.
I can't come in. I hit every red light. I'm sorry. I'm going to work from home from now on.
This is for, well, Sarah, I know you have envy, but I'm pretty sure you don't actually have... Well, I guess you could call John's yours.
Yeah, sure. That's
There's
mine.
Something called Summerween, and apparently, guys, if you're feeling a little more presentable in the summer, it's due to the summer. They
it's
say
because
the
it's so warm?
I guess so.
Huh.
It's called summer... Well, they call it something else, but I'll call it Summerween. But if it looks bigger right now, it's a summer thing, and it will go back to, well,
it's
maybe
normal
we'll
shrinky
call
dink status.
Well, I was waiting for that. I was gonna say maybe you're normal in the summer and the cold weather is the problem, but either way, there is something known, like urologists actually say, yes, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
My
it's trying to get away from the heat of your body. It's like, oh, get me out of here. I'm stretching away.
She works at a urology doctor's office. I'll have to ask her.
Your next sister-in-law. Time
I
see her.
Yeah. Erin. I don't know if you've met Erin, but Erin is.
So she has a little girl, doesn't she?
Uh-huh. Actually, yeah. She has two little girls. Oh. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked with stories about them, but there's good ones. Whew.
Kids. Kids, it's what we talk about. That's, you know.
Right. Anyway, this is a thing. So enjoy. This is the best time to take selfies if you're, you know.
Oh, of that area.
Stash a cache of pics. Have them ready for the winter. That way you don't, you know.
Right. Then you don't have to be all embarrassed about, you know, your winter status.
You're showing your best. Ooh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. So send those along and we'll try to, you know, make sure your comments are known. 518. Huh?
Ooh,
I lived in Indiana for 2 years and they didn't have snow days. On the day school was closed, it was all set up for online learning.
Oh, wow.
So that's already in place.
So they already had it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does make sense. I mean, it's if this is possible, and it is because we're all doing it, nobody really has an excuse to not attend anything anymore.
707 makes a good point. 707 says, Vin, we have fire days. I'm a teacher in Santa Rosa, and we've had to make up days at the end of the year due to fire. This year, with shelter in place, we aren't sure what we'll do with fire.
Well,
if everyone is evacuated, we would not be able to teach. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, not only that, I was thinking the blackouts that they do. Like, we're getting a generator hooked up to our house because if I don't have power, I'm not going to be able to be on the show. Same thing with you. I mean, we're, you know, what did they turn it off 2 or 3 times last year?
Right.
Like, I'll wake up with no power and be like, well, now what do I do? I guess my phone?
You know, that app that Bryn got me
the Lucy
dialed
thing.
In with, that Lucy thing, worked killer. Yeah. It really did work great. So, you know, I guess we could figure it out.
But if I don't have internet service, it won't matter.
Right. Good point. And also,
you could use your cell phone service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe
it'd
I'll,
be hard, I mean, though, to I w- get
yeah,
the
we're
info
gonna get
we
a
need.
And- generator.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right. I really, right. Oh my God. I'd be like, yes, I'm here and I have no access to any information. Come to me if you need a yes. Oh, that's amazing. Go on. Tell me more. Oh my God. Nicole will have to do all this. I'll be like, Nicole, read us all the celebrity trash stories.
Oh, read Nicole, us all the news your stories. Starring moment. Oh, she's yay. Getting ready to unplug PG&E right now. Yeah. Where's their plug? How do you unplug that?
I'll look it up right now.
707 says, Sterling, Sheldon, Samsonite. I was way off. That is so funny. I didn't see that, but as I was trying to think of Spencer's name,
yeah,
they just recalled a moment from Dumb and Dumber that is an all-time classic. When he's trying to remember the girl's name and he's looking at that.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I do.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not in Cali anymore. Ridiculous. And I'm not sure what they're referring to. Maybe the restaurants.
Must be.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah,
oh,
it is
I'm
ridiculous
out of time.
To not want to pass, you know, stuff to other people.
Right.
All right. Well, coming up in the celebrity trash, let's see. I'm going to start with, I don't know if I should. I got some stuff. Just hang through these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.